You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
We're past July. That update should have been figured out more. No, fall mini camps going on right now. Make sure to sign your kids up for the fall mini camps at focusbaseball.com. Drew Wagner joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at @byandrewwagner. Your thoughts? The random drug testing story was a big thing there for a long time about dudes getting random drug testing after they did something of significance. That all of a sudden has gone away. So is random drug testing still happening in Major League Baseball and just not being reported on anymore? Guys just stop talking about it or what?
Well, after watching Kurt Hogg just hit bombs, I say we reinstate it. But no, you're right, man. Like, I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I used the same example. You know, Eric Thames was peeing in a cup every other day in, what was that, 2017, 2018?
Yep.
That April, remember the Cubs were crying foul? We don't hear about it anymore. And I know it goes on because, you know, I see those collectors in the clubhouse, in the locker room. I'm hoping that it's a sign that maybe dudes have finally figured it out. And I think because it was so prevalent in the minor leagues for so long, a lot of the guys that are coming up now are...
Can we talk about figured it out? You mean like figured it out like we figured out a way to do what we want to do without being caught, figured it out? Or figured it out like they're just not doing it anymore?
I don't think they're doing it anymore. I mean, there are obviously some that are still doing it. I don't think it's as prevalent as it was. And I think dudes are getting a lot smarter. I mean, yes. You know, we're not hearing about getting guys pinched as much anymore. So maybe they are figuring out ways around the system. Who knows? But the fact that we don't hear about it anymore means that it's either working or the cat and mouse game continues. And right now the cat has the advantage right over the mouse.
Yeah, I don't have any inside information, nothing like that. I just don't believe that will ever stop. Like, there's always science will always be ahead of sports. Like, it's just always going to be a thing, right? So I don't know if it ever stops. And like you said, you know, right now, one is in front of the other possibly, or maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe there's no cheating going on in baseball. Find it hard to believe, but
hey, one thing I respect about you is Sparky is you've always been open about your blatant drug use. So, you know, more people should follow your lead.
About my what?
About your blatant drug use.
Oh, drug use. Well, how do you think my head got to be this size? So let's talk a little bit about the power that nobody saw coming from numerous guys, right? I mean, Frelick double-digit home runs, Durbin double-digit home runs, Terang's going to break 20. Like, there's no way anybody saw this power coming from any one of these three guys before the season started.
You know, I thought before the season that this team would have a sneaky amount of power, and I thought it would take a little bit of time for it to come around. And I mean, yeah, you're surprised that these guys are showing that kind of pop, but I mean, really, I don't think it should be all that surprising. Tommy and I talk about this a lot on the Leadup Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Casino and Sportsbook. Tune in an hour before the first pitch every game.
Back at it tomorrow.
Yep. See, I'm learning my radio classes.
Doing great.
Part of it's the natural progression and evolution of a baseball player, right? You come in and a lot of these guys are young. Their bodies are still filling up. They're not the finely tuned machines like you and I, Sparky, in our middle age.
Yes.
So one, their bodies are growing. They're getting more acclimated to the game. And that is automatically going to lead to more home runs. The other thing that I think that goes in their favor, and I think it's lost in all this discussion about the type of baseball the Brewers play, is, listen, their whole game is built around good pitch or good swing decisions, good pitch selection, ball strike recognition, yada, 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 yada. We have heard time and time again, and I have preached this forever, Merck preaches this, more often than not, a home run is thrown than it is hit. It's a mistake pitch. It's mislocated. It's left too high up, this, that, or the other thing, whatever, a hanging curve. When you're really good at ball strike recognition and you're really good at swing decisions, you pick up on those mistakes and you do damage with those mistakes. You're not out there trying to clear the fence and clear the bases with one swing of the bat. You're just trying to put the ball in play, right?
Yep.
So I think when you put all of that stuff together and step back and look at it and go, okay, I can see how this is happening. You know, these guys aren't, you know, Trang's not out there bulking up. Frelick's not out there bulking up, though he did say that he was crushing mom's spaghetti during the season. I think it's the natural evolution, the growth of the bodies, and just the way that they play baseball. You put it all together, and power is going to come.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign for the fall mini camps today at focusbaseball.com. So let's talk a little bit about the pitching. I did this topic at 220. How are we feeling about Miz now? It's been a minute since Miz has thrown up a bunch of zeros without giving up a big inning of sorts. It looks to me now like this dude is probably destined for this bullpen come the postseason, and then it's probably Priester or Quintana.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As that third pitcher.
I mean, it's looking that way, isn't it? They haven't come out and said it, and I don't think they're going to come out and say it, but they don't have to make that decision yet. You can hide him a little bit more now the next couple weeks as you do have a bunch of off days in there. But I agree with you. It's looking more and more like it. And we knew he was going to come back down to earth. You know, what he was doing, for all the talk about, are the Brewers, is this sustainable? It's unsustainable, blah, blah, blah. I think the most unsustainable aspect of the Brewers was Dika Mizorowski going out there and throwing five shutty one-hit innings every time he took the ball. It's not a knock on him. He doesn't all of a sudden stink. He's just a rookie pitcher.
Right.
And rookie pitchers are going to take some time. So, yeah, I think ultimately he probably ends up throwing out of the bullpen in the playoffs, unless he, figures it all out all of a sudden and then strings together a couple of really good outings. Like, there's still time for that to happen.
I think he's going to be used like Hader, where, you know, they need him in the fifth and the sixth, they'll pitch the fifth and the sixth. They need him in the sixth and the seventh, they'll pitch there. Yesterday just kind of blew off the whole, well, it was third time through the lineup, right? It's baseball. Okay, fine. Then put him into a situation where he doesn't have to worry about that in the postseason.
I think part of the problem is they haven't figured out yet if he's going to be – I know that he did it last year down the stretch with Nashville. I don't know if they're completely sold on whether or not he's the type of guy that can do that or needs the structure. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, he needs that routine of going out there, making your start, doing your recovery, doing your bullpen session, doing your throwing, then taking the mound again. I think they're still trying to figure out if that's something that's feasible.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Sparky with you. Day off today for the Brewers. How much of a needed day off was this, would you say, for this Brewers team?
Holy heck, man. They needed it bad. Like, you know, this is an excuse because everyone has a stretch like this during the season. But you could tell that those guys were running gas. And I think they were gassed already in that Cincinnati series. You know, you run off a string like the Brewers did, and you're tired and you're sore, but you're also running on adrenaline. They take that loss, the adrenaline kind of crashes, the wind goes out of their sails, and you have that really goofy day, that first day in Chicago, where you're going in there and you're expecting to play two, you only play one, then you have another early, long day. I think those 2 days made this stretch tougher than it had to be. It was going to be tough going in, but I think that really threw them off. They're running on gas, and you could see it. I mean, those guys were on fumes, they were sore, they were beat up. There's not a single guy that was playing 100%, except for maybe Joey Ortiz because he came back from the IL. They needed this day. And it's amazing how much of a difference one day can make where you're just not at the ballpark, not feeling one baseball. I mean, you know how it is. It's like that in any job. You just take a day to get away from everything. Even if you don't get out of bed for the day, just get away from it.
No, I can't do that. I hate staying home. There's no way. And then you're telling me don't get out of the bed for the day. Like, even when I'm sick, I got to get out of bed. Like, that would drive me nuts lying in bed all day. I can't do it. Some of you people, like, take vacation and are like, in bed for, like, 2 or 3 days and just watching TV and eating popcorn and whatever. Like, I can't relate, man. I can't do it. It would drive me absolutely bonkers. Mr. Wagner.
The one beautiful thing about being unlovable, single, and childless, buddy. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I was there, and I hated it then, too. Like, I've been there. I just never liked it. That's why I worked like 80 hours a week back when we started this station. Because what was I going to do at home? Nothing. If I'm here, at least I'm being productive and getting stuff done and helping to build the radio station. Mr. Wagner, I have one last thing for you. I want you to explain to everybody this big softball contest coming up later this afternoon that you are a part of.
It is the semi-annual Club Galvin Cup, in which members of the Brewers Media Corps take on a collection of Brewers staffers. Last year, we won it for the first time in about 1,000 years under the guidance of manager Kevin Holden.
Oh.
And like a certain other traitor, he left us for greener pastures and a bigger paycheck in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I've been handed the reins, and I'm taking over for him.
You're managing?
I'm managing.
Oh, Charlie, what inning does this dude get kicked out? Third?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no way you're going to maintain your composure. You're going to get kicked out for sure. I mean,
I have to. The umpire is one of the staffer's kids, so I got in trouble for swearing at him last year. I can't do it 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah. God. How is that fair if a staffer's kid is the umpire?
Yeah, I don't know. We also got some of the media relations people's kids on our team last year. We had a ringer last year. I'll openly admit we had a ringer last year. We had David Goh, who's now at Fox 11. He was an intern at CBS 58, was also the MVP of the Kevin Holden softball team. We got him in as a ringer, and he won in a swing-off last year.
Against who?
Was the Brewers media relations intern. Crooks, I can't remember his name. He's from
media
Iowa.
Media relations intern.
About Iowa.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a big day. Kevin Holden took the iconic holding the trophy in the bathroom picture like Kobe Bryant, and it's hanging in the bathroom where it belongs. Cuff's coming home tonight, buddy.
Okay, Cuff's coming home. We'll find out more about this tomorrow on the leadoff show with Tommy Wirtz as far as who won and what all went down. I'm sure if you follow Andrew Wagner on Twitter, you'll see it there too. By Andrew Wagner. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
See you, brother.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.